Iran has burned 100 tons of different narcotics across the country. This came as Iran has marked the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Our correspondent Saman Kujuri reports.
A sign of determination to fight illicit drugs. Iran has marked the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking by burning 100 tons of illicit drugs across the country. According to the United Nations, Iran accounts for about 80% of illicit opium seizures and about one-third of the world's heroin and morphine-based seizures.
And I think this is a good demonstration that of the strong political will that Iran has to fight these challenges.
Today, by the presence of many members of the international community, it's a strong, I think, demonstration again of the political, the will of the international community to cooperate as well as partner with the Islamic Republic of Iran to address these serious challenges that affect not only Iran but also the global community.
In a ceremony on the occasion, Iran's interior minister, who is also the secretary general of Iran's anti-narcotics headquarters, criticized the West for its lack of cooperation with Iran in providing the country with necessary equipment to fight drug trafficking and the fact that it has tightened sanctions against the Islamic Republic.
In the past Iranian year, Iran confiscated 575 tons of different types of illicit drugs, which had 14% increase compared to the year before. Unfortunately, the international community is offering little assistance to Iran in the fight against drug trafficking. Not only are they not giving us enough assistance, but also they have imposed sanctions against the country for importing X-ray, electronic, and optical systems, which are required for the anti-narcotics fight.
The poppy production and drug business in Afghanistan has come at a heavy cost for neighboring Iran. With a 900-kilometer common border with Afghanistan, Iran has been used as the main route for smuggling Afghan drugs to drug dealers in Europe. In response, the Iranian government has spent millions of dollars to seal its borders and prevent the transit of illicit drugs destined for European, Middle Eastern, and Central Asian countries. While 3,700 Iranian forces have been killed in clashes with drug smugglers over the past three decades, other countries are only issuing statements in this regard.
According to a UN report, up to 200,000 people die of illicit drug overdoses each year around the world. Accordingly, the UNODC's theme for this year's International Day has offered a message of hope that drug use disorders are preventable and treatable. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.